You're way too hot to be a hot mess friend, and getting organized is the fast track to creating a life you love. Welcome to the Get Organized for Good podcast, where we maximize our productivity, cultivate purposeful habits, and have more fun. I'm your host, Corinne Morahan. I'm a professional organizer and business strategist, and I went from being stressed out and annoyed all the time to living my best life and running my dream business. I did that by finally getting organized, and I want to help you do the same. So let's do the damn thing. Hello, friend. Welcome to the Get Organized for Good podcast. If this is your very first time tuning into this podcast, I am so glad you're here. And if you've been listening from the beginning, you know that in today's episode, I'm going to be chatting about the third step in my four-step framework to get organized for good. So if you haven't listened to the past two episodes and you're someone who loves to learn about a framework in order, I would suggest that you pause this and go back and listen to those two and then come back here and finish this one. But if you're someone who likes to jump right in the moment and learn things out of order, then feel free to stick around and then go back and listen to episodes 4 and 5 after this. Because while I will be sharing a framework and I will be sharing so many tips and best practices on this podcast with you, at the end of the day, you know yourself better than anyone. So you do you. That is always what I want for you. Take what you learn here, keep what works for you, and leave the rest because it's got to work for your life. So let's jump into the third step of my four-step framework, which is getting organized. And you might be surprised to learn that organizing is actually the third step in this process, because we know by now that if we don't get our mindsets right, and if we don't do a proper and a thorough and a full purge, we not only will just be organizing our clutter forever, but we're never really going to prioritize it. We're never going to really embrace a new way of living in our lives. And we're going to find ourselves back where we were to begin with. And when I say getting organized for good, I want you to do this and do it once and be done with it so that you can really go live a fun, full, sexy life. So you have to really embrace the mindset piece, really declutter. And then we get to the fun part, which is organizing. And organizing really is so fun. And it's so much more fun when we have really gotten excited about how much being organized is going to change our lives. And we've gotten rid of so much crap because there's just less to organize in our homes. And we're left with the things that we really need and that we love and that we use. And we get to think about how creating systems is really going to set ourselves up for success. So when I say systems, when I say getting organized, these are just fancy ways of saying how we are going to set up our home, how we're going to set up our physical spaces, and how we are going to use them. Imagine how freaking sexy it feels when every space in your home is dialed in. And if you are going to have guests over at any moment, you don't have to clean up for them. This is the beauty of being organized. But I want to share what I think is a funny story with you. So one of my very best friends from college came to visit us when we had moved to the suburbs of Boston. We moved from New York City. He and his wife came to visit. And I was so excited for them to see our perfectly organized home. And he's walking around and he's like, "This looks like a Pottery Barn catalog." I was like, "Oh my gosh, thank you so much." He's like, "Oh, that's not a compliment. I would never want to live inside a catalog." And I thought, well, shit. Not that his opinion at all impacted how I want to live, but it was a very eye-opening moment for me to realize we don't all have the same organizing threshold, the same organizing desire. So I actually put together a matrix, which maybe I'll try and include in the show notes. But basically, we all have a different threshold for chaos. I have a very low threshold for chaos. I do not like to be around clutter. I do not like to see it. I don't like really loud noises unless I'm like out at a club in New York. And, you know, we can get into how that stems from having a chaotic childhood, but we won't get into that in this episode. So I have a very low threshold for chaos, and I have a very high appetite for organizing. I think it's fun. I love it. So for me, living in a house that looks like a Pottery Barn catalog feels supremely peaceful. I love walking around each room in my house and nothing is out of place and everything has a home, and the colors of my house feel very peaceful. It's very sunny in here. But someone like my friend can walk into a space like that and feel stifled, feel almost like it's suffocating. So I'm sharing this with you because as you are embarking on this journey, I want you to feel empowered that you get to decide what your threshold is for you. Don't let the pictures of my house, don't let what you see on Instagram or Pinterest dictate that for you. Use it as information. It might be really helpful cues to you of what you like or what you love or what feels good. Or you may look at it and say, that is not for me. But here's the thing I want to caution you against. If you're seeing spaces that are super organized and you're like, I don't want that, and then you go to the other extreme and say, well, being organized isn't for me, I want no part of it, that's really not going to serve you either. So really take a step back and get some data, get some information. Try setting up systems that feel super organized and see if that brings you calm and peace and if it makes your life feel more streamlined. Or maybe you're someone that wants a more fluid system, that you have a general sense of where things go, but you don't want to use bins and baskets. You don't want to use labels. It really is up to you. So get some information. Have fun with it before you make that determination. But just know that you get to decide what feels right for you. Now, there can be a complicating factor, which is if you are married or you have a partner and the two of you don't have the same threshold. And that's where some negotiation might need to happen. And in future episodes, we will delve more deeply into that. But the way that I like to think about this is if one person is much more impacted by their environment, that person may or may not want to be the one that has a little bit of a stronger pull in that decision there. And have fun with this. Yes, bins and baskets are a piece of organizing, or folders. You know, I love beautiful labels. I love big labels. And I love them for two reasons. One, because I think they look pretty. But two, because it helps everyone in the family know where they want things to go. As you're thinking about your organizing aesthetic, also think about what is actually going to serve you. Are you someone that really likes to see everything you have at all times? If so, as you're setting up systems, be thinking about using clear or acrylic bins. If you are someone that doesn't want to feel like you're going to have to tidy everything inside a bin, you know what's inside it because you're going to label it, and opaque white bins or baskets are going to better match your aesthetic and better give you that outcome, then go for those. You get to decide. You get to have fun with it. And it's so funny, when my kids have friends over, they always comment on how organized our home is. And I think some kids say it because they would enjoy living that way, and some kids say it because they wouldn't. And it's been so interesting to see my kids grow up in a home that's so organized and how they really now thrive in such organized spaces. And their default now is if they're feeling stressed about something, they'll ask me if I can help them declutter or purge or set up a new system as they're growing and their needs change. And it is extremely empowering to them to feel like they have a say, but they also have tools to help them feel like they can control their environment a bit more when so much is out of their control. So as you are setting up systems and having fun with this, remember that each space in your home will require a different type of system, and it really has to match your lifestyle. We set up systems so that we can also create habits and routines that allow us to live in that space in a way that nourishes us and allows us to have that super fun life that we want. So as you're thinking about setting up a laundry room or a laundry closet, for example, also be thinking about, okay, I've got this physical space set up, but what's my laundry schedule going to be like now? Now that I've got the space organized, now that it's somewhat more enjoyable to do laundry in it, when do I want to do laundry? When will that serve my needs? Or do I want to outsource some of that? I'm a big believer in outsourcing, which we will also dive deeper into in future episodes. So have fun with this. Know that you are in control. You get to decide. You get to decide what aesthetic you like. You get to decide what system is going to work for you. And it is really great to look at professional organizers and look at what other people are doing for ideas, but do not let them make the decision for you. Unless you're someone like me that's like, just tell me what to do. Just tell me what to do and I'll do it. There is a beauty in that as well. Because it can be hard to make decisions, but know thyself, know what is going to serve you, and make your outer space reflect your inner beauty, because it really is so fun to be able to live in a house that feels streamlined and beautiful and organized. And remember the example that I shared with you in the past episode about my messy drawer inside. It really feels so good to have a space, to have a home where the drawers and the cabinets and the inside reflect the peace that you want on the outside. And I have found that through this process of organizing our physical, tangible belongings, it is a gateway into really being able to do that inner work for ourselves to figure out what we need on the inside to make us happy. As you're setting up your systems, remember this little tip that we're going to start putting things away and not down. So you need a system where you're going to be able to put your things away and not down. And just think about walking into your house every day and how sexy it feels to live in an organized space. You will be less stressed and everything will take you less time. So if you want to get a printout of these four steps, go to gridandglam.com/roadmap. That will be in the show notes. And then come back for next week's episode, where I'm going to be teaching you the fourth and final step. And this step is the key to making sure that all of this hard work, all of this time that you're spending to get organized, is actually going to stick forever, 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 forever. You're amazing. Go have a fantastic day. Thank you so much for listening. If you are loving this show, it would mean the world to me if you would take 30 seconds and subscribe to the podcast. It's super easy. Just go to the upper right corner, wherever you listen to your podcasts, and click the subscribe button or tap the plus button. You're amazing.